Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On May 23rd...
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil, returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.
Michael Penix.
You did a Top Golf thing.
Yeah, I did. It was fun.
How was your golf swing?
Man, better than any of the other players that were there. I promise you that. I'm actually not that bad. I need to learn a little bit more, though.
Who was the worst?
I ain't going to call nobody out.
You're just when you went go back and look at the Cal game, what did you see that you really liked?
I just saw that we fought all the way to the end. You know, we knew it was going to be a tough game. You know, they're a good defense. And, you know, just seeing the guys, you know, always, you know, just pushing, you know, it wasn't exactly what we wanted early on. You know, we were moving the ball, but we couldn't get in the end zone. But, you know, coming out of halftime, being able to score three drives in a row, you know, that definitely made a big difference in that game.
They looked like they were doing some things defensively maybe you hadn't seen before, you know, this season. What'd you learn from that game?
I feel like they did what we felt like they would do. You know, they were just, you know, just trying to make sure they limit us with the explosive plays. So, you know, for me, I just learned, like, something that I always knew. You know, just got to take care of the ball and, you know, don't get bored with the checkdowns. You know, that was the main thing about that game, you know, just taking what they give me and not trying to force the ball down the field when it's not there.
How did it feel having a week off? How do you feel about that coming out of the bye?
It felt good. You know, just another week to just recover, you know, any small dinks or anything that anybody had, you know, just more time to recover. I actually like the time of our bye week, you know, it's actually around a good time of the season, you know, around this time, you know, people start getting banged up, you know, so I feel like we got it at a good time and, you know, we attacked it, you know, we took it the right way. We still made sure we got in here and got some work in when we needed to, and I feel real good about it.
Coming off the bye week, going to a Friday game, it's kind of reminds you of high school or something, playing on a Friday night?
We played on a Friday night already before. I don't remember what game. Might have been UCLA. Yeah, so it's all football. It don't matter when we play. We play every day. We out here all the time.
What'd you do on Saturday? Did you watch games or?
Yeah, I watch games. We practice actually during the day. We practice majority of the day, and then I was able to watch games after that.
Michael, how much rain experience do you have? It's supposed to be 100% chance to rain on Friday.
I don't have much rain experience, but all I can say is I'm going to just play my game. You know, obviously it's going to be different conditions. You know, I might have to make some adjustments, but I have no worries about it. I'm still going to complete the ball.
Monsoon in Tampa?
I think it was one, and I probably threw for 400, so we'll see.
Can you remember any bad weather games back at Indiana?
Yeah, but I wasn't playing. I was a freshman, but it was bad. Wayne, we played Virginia, actually. Wayne remember it. It was bad. He said he was on the sideline, too. He said it was cold. It was cold that game. It was raining.
Oregon State has a pretty veteran secondary. Do they look different when you watch them on film than some other teams you've played?
My bad. Yeah, they look good. They look real poised. You know, like they look comfortable in their positions. You know, they have no problems with pressing, and you know, I feel like that team, their coaches, they trust those guys, and you know, I feel like they're good players. You know, that's a good team over there, and I like my players as well. You know, I feel like my players are good. The receivers are great, so it's going to be a good matchup, and I can't wait for it.
Mike, I wanted to ask you about, it's November now, it's kind of championship season, there's a lot on the line for all these games, and on top of that, we got three Pacific Northwest rivals for the final four games of the year. I mean, coming off this bye, does it feel like we're heading into kind of an important part of the season?
Yeah, this is a very important part of the season. You know, this is a time where it's like, you know, it's like make or break. Like your season is being defined in November. I mean, like whatever record you have right now, you know, in November is really going to show. You know, so this is the time of the year where you really got to buckle down and make sure that you know get all those things fixed up. You know, we already got 8 games under our belt. You know, just make sure that we capitalize on anything that the defense give us, and you know, make sure that we execute all the small details that we might have missed or messed up in the previous game. So this is definitely a real important time where we take it the same, you know, just as every week. But you know we got to definitely lock in. We got some good games ahead of us, and you know, the team is in a good place.
You seem to be a pretty well coached team. Well, Oregon State's pretty well coached too. They've turned things around quite a bit over the last few years. 6-2, 6-2, two Northwest rivals. Does it feel like this is a big game?
It's definitely a big game. You know, not just because of the record or who we playing. You know, it's just because it's the next one. You know, we treat every game like the same. You know, we treat it like our last. You know, we want to go out there and play our hearts out for each other and make sure that we go out there and execute at a high level. You know, so it's definitely a big game. This right here, you know, you lose 3 games in the pack. You know, it's like you're definitely out of the conversation. You know, but you know, we just got to make sure that we lock in and just focus on what we got to focus on and control what we could control, and we got to go out there and get a win.
I appreciate that.
You've got some wide receivers who've really stepped up throughout the year. How much have you seen the improvement from guys like Jalen and Rome, especially Rome?
Yeah, I've seen it a lot. Those guys matured so much, you know, since I've been here. You know, when I got here, they're already a great group of guys, you know, but just understanding the system, the offense, and, you know, just getting comfortable with it and having that connection with me, you know, those guys have been great. You know, we're always on the same page. You know, they're where I want them to be. I'm put the ball where I know that they want it. And I feel like that connection has been real good, and, you know, I can't wait for it to keep rolling.
It just seems like sometimes when you're throwing the deep ball to Rome, it almost seems like you're excited because you know something good's going to happen.
Yeah, that's with all of them. You know, anytime I throw the ball, I know that somebody's going to make the play, and that's why I feel real good and real comfortable back there in that pocket.
You know, obviously, they've hired a number of people here to kind of support you guys that way with education and
right.
Those sort of things. What would you say is like the best advice or the best piece of education you've received around NIL and kind of how to market yourself?
I would say the best thing is just, you know, kind of going out there and kind of taking some things. I think that a lot of people kind of expect for it to come to them, like with NIL, but I feel like the best opportunities are going to be when you put yourself out there and you kind of show your personality and show people, you know, what you like, what you don't like. That way, you know, opportunities can come. And if you're just, people see you as just like a football player and they don't really know your personality or your likes and traits like that, I think it's harder for people to kind of you know, give you opportunities. And just being social with whoever, you know, there's so many people that walk around programs, I'm sure, all across America, important people, like business people, like open up your mouth and introduce yourself. And I think those are good ways to kind of translate into NIL and even after football.
It's obviously a big topic nationally and in the media and stuff. How often are you guys talking about it as a team? When you're at home hanging out with teammates, man, right. How often does it come up?
Not really that much, honestly. It doesn't come up too much. I think definitely more focused on, you know, playing good ball. Like I said, the NIL is nothing life-changing for most majority of college football players at the time, unless you're, you know, getting million-dollar deals like, Young over there. But, yeah, it doesn't come up much. I mean, we talk about it and talk about the different things that, you know, people get, and try and figure out ways that we can market ourselves, whether it's like, oh, I got a TikTok idea, let's do it, or I got this social media thing, or just, you know, trying to help each other out and to build that brand so that way, you know, bigger opportunities come for us and those who come after us.
How's the bye week?
It was good. I needed the week of rest for sure. I know the team needed it as well, so everybody got fresh, you know, enjoyed a little bit of Halloween festivities with spooky season rolling in. And that was all fun, so it was good.
What did you go as for Halloween?
What I dressed up as? I was Boots. Me and my homie Javon were Boots and Dora. Hopefully I can get that on social media because it was pretty good. We had our map and everything, you know, and the backpack. I was also the Jabberwockies with all 5 or 6 of my roommates. And we had a little dance routine that we did, which was also pretty cool. I have another costume waiting. I need an opportunity to wear it maybe to a haunted house or something this week if I get some time. But it was pretty good.
Who do you live with?
I live with Javon, the homie Barry, Sam Adams, Mikel Esteen, and Wilson Swartz. Yeah.
How much do you ever think about just kind of wanting to make a legacy at Washington? Because Washington, they've had some receivers in the past, obviously Mario, Reggie, but there hasn't really been a ton. How much of you, when you came here, was wanting to make that impression and leave a legacy? And where do you kind of feel you're at it in that process?
Yeah, I mean, it's been on my mind heavily, I think, ever since I've gone here. Everywhere I go, I feel like it's important to me to leave a legacy and, you know, leave something for people to look back on and be like, oh, yeah, he was really doing this thing. So it's been on my mind a lot. I've looked up all the records. Reggie, you know, you got so many great guys who came through here, which have a pretty good amount of records. Like, I think Mario got 18 touchdowns in the season, right, which is going to be hard to beat. But, you know, I always strive to reach those goals and, you know, get up there so people can look back in the books and be like, oh, okay, Odunze was doing this thing. But yeah, I think about it a good bit.
Have you ever talked with or met Mario or Reggie?
I have. I've talked with Mario. I haven't met Reggie, but I've talked with Mario, and he's still as smooth as ever, still cool as ever. And he was actually the one that, I think it was before the Stanford game last year, was like, you guys got to hit the Heisman on the one time. You got to hit the Heisman. So when J-Mac kind of iced the game last year, I think it was against Stanford, he iced him with the Heisman pose. But I still got to get mine in sometime, hopefully soon. But yeah, I talked to Mario. Cool dude.
How does that competition work, Rome, in the receivers room when you're talking about things like touchdown records and now all of a sudden you want to get yours, J-Mac wants to get his, you know, Jalen wants to get his. How does that work? Does that actually kind of fuel you guys to take that competition to another level?
I think it does fuel us a good bit. I think the competition in the room is important, you know, just making sure everybody's on their P's and Q's and competing with one another. We don't let it, you know, overcome and become a selfish thing where we're trying to take away from one another, but kind of like, okay, I'm going to go get my touchdowns and knowing that they're going to get theirs, they're going to get their catches, they're going to get their yards. But yeah, it definitely fuels the competition, makes us, you know, elevate our game, knowing, you know, everybody in the room is trying to eat.
I know that obviously the bye week came at a good time for you guys, but in terms of the schedule, knowing that you've got four more games left, you can hit it hard, you know, there are four tough games left. Did it come at the right time for you guys, or would it have been better to have it maybe a week earlier?
You know, I think it came at the right time. I think it really did. I mean, we went into the bye week with two dubs. I think that, you know, having that momentum and being able to go into bye week confident and, you know, get our rest and, you know, come out and having four tough opponents ahead of us, it was really perfect time for us to reset, be like, okay, defense, you know, what do they need to improve on? Offense, what do we need to improve on? And, you know, being able to do that at a perfect time kind of allows us to fix those mistakes and come out against these four good opponents and play our best ball.
Yeah, with Oregon State, obviously it feels like on paper it could be very much kind of a toss-up type game. Mm-hmm. You guys are very evenly matched, and the rankings kind of prove that as well. Right. Being in Seattle, how much do you think that that's going to add in your favor?
Oh, I think it's tremendous. I mean, I think the fans are going to get this place rocking. And, you know, when it's third down and I can barely hear my teammate across from me, I know it's hard for their offense to operate. And, you know, just being in this home setting, feeling at home, it helps everybody play and know that we don't have to travel. We don't have to get on a plane. And, you know, all of that comes with, we can be at our homes and be ourselves. And I think that plays a huge advantage for sure.
And also, have the guys in the locker room, have you guys talked about it being a Friday night game, knowing that it's an ESPN game, it's a national game, and there's going to be a lot of people watching?
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't come up too much. Honestly, we're not trying to make it bigger than it is. We're just focused on Oregon State, whether it was, you know, Friday, Saturday, Thursday. If we played them on a Monday, you know, we know they're our opponents. So it's definitely fun to have a Friday night game because, you know, sometimes when we're at the hotel, we see those Friday games and we're like, okay, let's try to see what everybody got. So we know that the nation will be watching and we'll have to put on a show.
Kieran Hatchett,
21st century tight end. Can you talk about how that happened, how it was posed to you?
I think there was a couple guys banged up in the tight end room, and so, like, goal line, short yardage, stuff like that was where we needed an extra guy at that position. So they approached me and asked if I could do it, and I said I'm down to do anything to help out the team and get on the field.
Just wildly athletic that they came to you instead of any other lineman?
I wish it was that case. No, I just think they thought that I could be the guy to do that, so I was just happy to help out the team.
Coach Hoff mentioned that you play the mic on the punt team for the punt coverage. Just talk about what does that entail and kind of how much does that help you when you go play as an offensive lineman traditionally?
Yeah, no, it's definitely, it's kind of like the quarterback of the punt team where I have to read what the I guess the punt return team is doing, see where they're lined up and all that, make different checks and stuff. It's fun. It's a way for me to get on the field and help the team out. And I would say it definitely helps my O-line play out because I'm having to adjust to guys coming at me from depth. So that definitely helps out.
You've had to be patient to get on the field for regular scrimmage plays. And I know there's two seniors right now, so there's going to be a huge need for you to step into it. But has it been hard to be patient?
I'm just grinding every day, trying to do anything to help out the team. I mean, I would love to get out on the field as much as I can. That's why I'm grateful to be out there for punt and tight end when they need me. So, but yeah, it's definitely sometimes can be tough to be patient, but it's also I know that I'm just following the process and it's going to pay off someday.
Along those lines, Garen, it with Mateo getting some reps and then Nate's getting reps as well, and now you're getting reps in different situations. How does that keep you engaged? You know, because a lot of times maybe if you know you're not going to play or there's a high likelihood you're not going to play, sometimes mentally you can probably drift a little bit, I think.
Yeah, for sure. No, it definitely helps, especially now that it's getting colder. It's kind of easier to drift out mentally and go sit on the heated benches. But it definitely helps me stay locked into the game. I always got to be ready to go. I never know when they're going to call my name, whether it's playing O-line, if we need to punt, or if they want to throw me in at tight end. I never know, so got to be ready.
How does that help maybe with the competition of the group, Garen? I mean, because it feels like everybody they could get their number called at some point.
Yeah, for sure. No, I definitely think that it's a friendly competition. Everybody, like I said, or like you were saying, people are starting to rotate in more than I think we ever have as an O-line, so it's definitely keeping like the competition high, and everybody's just trying to do the best they can and compete against each other.
I know you, obviously, and Coach Huff and the offensive coaches, you've talked about the tight end or the ancillary offensive linemen specifically, but had they had talks with you earlier about the idea that, hey, you've been doing great in camp, we've got to find a way to get you on the field somehow, some way?
Like Coach Huff has always said, like, we're just going to try and just figure out different ways, whether it's punt, O-line, or tight end, but they never specifically approached me about playing a specific tight end position until last week, and I'm just hoping that if they need me again, I can pay off. So,
I forgot, did you travel last year to Corvallis?
No, I did not go to I think that was one of the games I did not go to last year.
I was just kind of curious, because generally speaking, and I don't know, maybe you can talk about it, is what you guys talk about in the locker room or what have you, but when you guys lose a game like that in that fashion, is that something that you put away in your back pocket and then all of a sudden the week comes back and now all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, it's these guys. We don't want to let that happen again.
Yeah, no, last year's loss down there was definitely tough, and no, we do not want to let that happen again, but for the most part, I don't think it's guys like out here looking for revenge or anything. They're just wanting to get a great win against a great team, and I think it might be a little bit extra motivation that they got us last year.
Yeah, and talk about just coming back home, and I mean, obviously you had a really tough road win, and it's good to get that off, you know, ticked off your box, but coming back home, especially when you know that there's, you know, two teams, at least on paper, look pretty evenly matched, how do you feel like the home field advantage can really play a factor?
I think it's definitely huge, especially with our fans. When they show up, they get this place rocking, so it's definitely a big deal for us when we're out there on defense and the opposing offense can't hear, and just the momentum you have at home, especially us being undefeated at home, it's a huge deal, I think, in a game like this where it looks even on paper.
Also, last question, I just wanted to ask, how much have you been able to keep tabs on what Landon's been doing, and just, is that something that you always need to check in on? Is that just something that comes natural?
Yeah, no, it's definitely, he's definitely one of my, I would say he's definitely one of my best friends, not just being my brother, but definitely one of my best friends, so I'm always in contact with him. And actually last week after during our bye week, I was able to get up and go watch his league championship game, so that was really good. So I'm always trying to keep tabs on how he's doing, whether it's school, football, just life. So yeah,
I know obviously it's been really busy for you too, so much going on in your life, but do you ever kind of drift ahead and think of what it's going to be like to be potentially playing next to your brother next year?
Yeah, no, I definitely think about it. Just think about how such a cool opportunity it is. We got to do it for 1 year together in high school. Yeah, like I said, it's a really cool opportunity, not just for us, but for our family and friends as well. So I'm excited to get that possibility over the next couple of years.
And when you think about that 1 year, what are the thoughts that immediately come to mind?
Just how cool it was to get to play with my brother. I'd never gotten to play any sports with him before. Like, I'd always been too old to play with him. and just picking on him and beating him up. And now he's actually at the age and ability where he's even with me. So it's just a really cool feeling to get to play next to him and got to play next to him. So.
I got you. Thanks, Kerry. Yeah, appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Yeah, take care, man.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Host Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
You got Asa Turner. Well, it's fall weather.
Oh,
now.
Yeah, it's coming.
You guys, you must embrace that, being, oh, yeah. You know, now that you've played here
got
a few
to.
Years.
A couple years now. Now I'm just used to it, coming out here for practice. Still got the clothes on and stuff, staying warm, but definitely it's a part of our identity.
Yeah. And now did the bye week come at a good time for you personally?
I think so. Personally, just resting up my body. You know, I came back and played after injury and stuff like that, but those are some physical games as well. And knowing that we got a physical game ahead of us too, so I feel like it came at a perfect spot.
I was going to say, playing this game on paper, it looks really even. Right. You even look at the rankings, are pretty close.
Right.
Everything else, the fact that it's in Husky Stadium,
right.
How important is that?
Oh, I think it's big. I mean, we haven't lost here this season, so that itself just means a lot. But also just knowing that for us to reach our goals, it's a must win. So we can come out Friday night, give it our all, and give the fans what they want to see.
How much pride does the team take in that unbeaten record here?
Shoot, a lot. And it's not even just us. It's just the fans being involved too. Fans, family, everyone being there. That definitely is a big part and piece to our wins.
How much do you remember last year's game in Corvallis?
I just watched it on tape the other day. So a lot of the memories come back to me. But, yeah, I remember it.
And are you the kind of player that looks back at that and go, okay, I'm not going to dwell on it, but I'm going to put it in my back pocket because I know we're going to be facing these guys in our house next
right.
year?
I'll guarantee. I think that just learning from the last game, and I even watched my sophomore year game as well during COVID here and stuff like that. So all that stuff's in the past, far in the past, already a year from now. So I'm over all that, but definitely learning from same O coordinator and stuff like that. So definitely learning the same scheme and tendencies and stuff.
Coach DeBoer said yesterday that he's hoping that you guys have the starting secondary lineup that
right.
you guys were expected to have
right.
in week one.
Right.
And yet you guys literally have not had the same lineup
since then, yeah.
in any week so far this season.
Right.
If someone would have come up to you and told you that, what would you have thought?
So, I mean, we got solid backups, though. That's the thing. And we always say that from the ones to the twos, there should be no drop-off and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's like different meshing with different people and stuff like that and getting some young guys in there. It's a little different and stuff. But, I mean, it's a challenge that we take. It's a challenge that we've had to take the past few years, too, just that safety rotate and stuff like that. We rotate a lot the past years and stuff. So, it's definitely cool to play with different players, though.
Have you had to maybe rejig your leadership roles, maybe get more vocal,
right.
maybe, you know, not get so much in guys' faces, but just make sure that they're aware of what's going on because there may be younger guys out there and
right.
they need to communicate?
Right. I think, just with this new defense, no matter who's out there, the free and strong safety got to be very vocal. Okay. I feel like it's us, me, AC, and then Zoe out there pretty much running the defense for front to back, back to front, everything. So no matter who's in there at corner, no matter who's in there at the Husky nickel position, the free and strong got to run the show. So it's vocal no matter what.
Now, obviously, going back to the Cowboys game, you went into halftime, you hadn't given up a point.
Right.
What has allowed you guys to maybe slowly but steadily improve over the course of the year? Is it just knowledge of the defense, knowledge of the individual roles? What's improved?
I think just knowing some of the weaknesses of the defense that we've seen. I mean, not weakness of defense, but weaknesses that we've shown and stuff on film and people attacking those places and just realizing really self-scouting ourselves and the coaches doing that too. Find those weaknesses and then clean them up before the next opponent gets the chance to beat us on those.
In specific with Cal, what were maybe one or two of those areas that you realized you needed to shore up and improve on?
I think maybe some of the run fits versus Cal. We fit the run pretty good, pretty decent throughout the game, but there's definitely somewhere we could shoot potential tackle for loss or potential less yard gain or something like that.
So when you guys shut down a guy like Jaden Ott, who going into the year had some really good numbers.
Right.
And now you're playing another strong run game. Mm-hmm. Does that give you confidence that you feel like you can do it again?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Most definitely. And then also just the week, this week of practice and film and stuff, our scouts giving us a great look of what they got coming at us with the I formation, 14 personnel, 4 tight end, 3 tight end, whatever it is. But our scouts giving us a good look, so I feel like we're well prepared.
How does that extra tight end look specifically affect the safety? Because I would be thinking you're looking seam, looking at all these different things going on. How is that something that you guys have seen this year?
No, not this year at all. I think we've seen a little bit of it for Stanford, but I was out for that. Yeah. So I didn't even get a chance to see that. I mean, I scouted it myself, but didn't play against it. But no, it's something new that we've seen this year. So it's going to be fun to go up against them.
So how much is it having a bye week and having that kind of film study that you can really I assume that's going to pay dividends?
Oh, yeah. But the same thing, they got the bye week this week too. So we're kind of on the same page. So it's kind of just who watch more film, who prepares better throughout these next 2 weeks. We'll see you on Friday.
Mish Powell.
Oh, yeah. My dad.
Sat with him or next to him. Yeah, I sat next to him during the spring game
a couple years ago. Okay.
You could, if you heard anybody in the stadium, you could hear him that day. How's he taking this situation with you this year, where your prominent role?
Oh yeah, no, he's taking it good. He's a little bit emotional about it. Seeing me like playing at this level, but he's very happy for me and just very grateful. So I'm just happy I'm gonna get to make them proud.
And he's telling everybody I told you so.
Yes.
What is it like that first series you get back out on the field against Cal after having to sit out a few weeks?
I would say it felt normal. I didn't really think too much about it. I just went out there and played and just tried to make sure that there wasn't any drop-off from when I got hurt the Michigan State game.
With the 5 guys that you had starting against Cal, was it a little bit like we hadn't been back together like this for a while?
Yeah, we were joking about that. Like, me and Jordan, last time me and Jordan played together was versus Kent State, and then he went down. So then the week he was supposed to come back was the week that I got out, and then, like, Asa was out for a little bit. So, like, we were kind of just joking about and laughing that, like, we all got to look at each other on the field and see each other. Like, oh, yeah, like, okay, like, we're finally all together now.
Oregon State looks like they're running the ball quite a bit. What are you seeing so far on film?
Physical team. They're a really physical team. I think that's what they're – that's what their motto is, being physical, out-physical, being tougher than the other defenses with their offense. And I just think they want to grind it out and just, just take it to the wire.
And just, when they're running the ball as much as they do you find yourself wanting to kind of creep up a little bit?
Yes and no, because I'm disciplined in my technique and stuff like that. So if I'm told not to be up there, you won't see me up there. But if you guys do see me up there, I'm supposed to be up there.
Are you 100%?
I'm feeling great right now. I'm feeling amazing right now. I'm just blessed to be back out here.
Ready to play in a wet bowl here Friday night? It's supposed to be 100% rain.
Yeah, I heard. I mean, it's dog weather, so I'm excited.
Have you played? It's supposed to not only rain, it's not supposed to be real nice out. Can you remember playing in any other bad weather games?
I would say the ASU game last year, that was bad. It was windy, cold. It was all bad. I had to put on multiple layers, but it was fun. I like playing games like that, especially at home, so I'm excited.
When you play in a bad weather game like that as a corner, I'm guessing it impacts the offense more than defense. Can you kind of sense that they're uncomfortable at times?
Yes, you can start to see in terms of their scheme. If they're a more heavy passing team, you start to see them run the ball a lot more, or you start to see them like throw maybe shorter passes, intermediate routes, not really taking shots that they usually do. So you can kind of tell that they want to adjust a little bit due to the weather conditions.
What were you doing during your time down?
I just watching film, working out, and just trying to get my body right.
And last week with a little bit of time off?
Last week, I just relaxed and then spent time with my family in the bye week and just made sure I was just my body right so I can come out and practice really well for a good game on Friday.
You may have addressed this, but being as physical as you are in the run game and also sniffing out a screen, how much pride, not every corner plays that way, but how much pride do you take in your ability as a tackler?
I take big pride. I feel like that's what separates people when it comes to playing defensive back. People are known to cover as well, but if you can add that physical side that you can come up and fill gaps, you can come up and read screens and things like that, I think it adds more to your resume and adds more to your ability. You can be used in a lot of different places.
I feel like you guys are still a ways from your ceiling defensively for what you're capable
most
of.
Definitely. 100%, most definitely.
What do you think it is you guys haven't shown yet that you think you've still kind of got in the bag?
I just think we want to show that, I think we've been playing pretty well in the back end, but not to the standard that we want to play at, not to the standard that we know is upheld here. So I would say just playing to that standard consistently. We can have some drives we play really well and some drives where we don't. So just being consistent, you know, that's what makes the secondary is the best in the country, and that's what we want to be. Is that's in order to do that, you got to be consistent, you know, getting off on third downs or just making plays, turning the ball over, getting the ball back to the offense. So just things like that.
Coach DeBoer mentioned that when you have so many young guys in the back end, a lot of times you just you try to play more base, you simplify things a lot, and you know you guys have had to do that. Is there a lot more schematically as well that you guys maybe haven't taken out of the bag to this point?
I would say everything's up for the table this game. So I think you guys are going to see a lot of what you guys saw before and just even a little bit more.
One of the things the coaches have mentioned has been the takeaways and lack of takeaways. What can you guys do to make more big plays like that while not gambling too much and giving up a big play?
I would say a key thing, I think it was just punching and ripping at the ball. I think me personally can do a better job, but just as a defense, you know, when the ball – you'd be surprised like how many running backs or receivers kind of carry the ball very loosely. So just us just punching and ripping at the ball when they catch it or if they're running the ball, I think that can make a huge difference and be a big game-changing play, especially if it'll be raining too.
Is that something you notice on film?
What are you – sorry.
Not you carrying the ball loosely.
That's something that we see, yes. Either you see how they run after the catch, like their yak, or you see like maybe have they lost any fumbles previously in other games.
Alex had mentioned that there's more of an emphasis on third down now in practice.
Yes.
Teams are actually running if you don't get off the field on third down. Can you kind of tell us more about what you guys do in practice to work on that?
Well, we just feel once it gets to like third and five or third down and they're passing the ball, we feel like that's where it's the back end's job to get off the field and give the ball back to the offense. So we feel like we've been doing an okay job, but we're like I said before, we're not doing it up to the standard that we need to be doing that. And a part of that is being consistent. So we can get a third down stop every other down, but we try to every time we see it's third down and they're throwing the ball that, you know, every fan, everybody on the field knows that, okay, the DBs are going to step up, make a play, and then get off the field.
Why has it been so specifically hard on third and long? I mean, those are situations that you guys want to be in, right, as a defense.
I'm not sure why it would be so hard. I would just say the next couple games, you guys are going to see that, okay, like when you get to third and long, we're going to be making a lot more plays.
Okay. I love it. Tell me about Oregon State and a team that likes to get tough, likes to get physical. How does that kind of change your approach and your game?
I don't think it changes my game. I like playing physical. I feel like if you're playing soft, then, you know, I'm just going to dog you out the whole game. So I'm just excited for the challenge and excited to compete against those guys. I know a few guys on those teams, and I'm just looking forward to going against them. They're a good team. They're physical, like you said, and, you know, we're physical too. So I'm excited to see what happens on Friday.
Who do you know on the Oregon State offense?
I played against in 7-on-7 Josiah Irish.
Okay.
Trayshawn Harrison, and then they have a DB that I played 7-on-7 with as well.
Does that lead to maybe a little more talking when you know those guys personally?
No, I like to keep to myself in game. If they say something, I may say a little bit back, but, you know, I'm really locked into the game. You know, it's not a one-on-one game, so I'm not really focused on him. At the end of the day, it's, you know, our 11 versus your 11, so I just – whatever happens, I hope that we win the game.
And then Kalen had mentioned on Monday that this will be the first time since the opener that you guys have had the four DBs back there together that you wanted to go with from the beginning with you and Jordan and Alex and Asa. How frustrating is that, that this group has not been able to get on the field together?
Right. It was a bit frustrating at first, but, you know, you just have to just trust. I'm a firm believer in God, so I just trust him that all this stuff is happening for a reason. So just being back out here like in the Cal game, being able to see you play with them, and then now coming out this week and be able to play with them, I'm just excited. Can't really think too much about the past and just worry about what can I do today and tomorrow to maximize my day so we have a good game on Friday.
Do you sense that this group is now even by default deeper than they were because more guys have had to play?
Yeah, no, I would say most definitely, especially our young guys now, them having to play for those stretches, I feel like they're a lot more polished and a lot more confident in not only their skills but the schemes, getting to go against other teams and having to adjust to certain things that they see. I think that's great for them that they got to experience that, and they still are going to get in and experience those things like that. So I believe that it was great for them to see that, and now that's only preparing them for the future.
What do you see from guys like Elijah Jackson and Javion Green that should get Husky fans excited?
Oh, young, athletic, jump, run, they can cover. They're smart, intelligent. They're the next guys up, most definitely.
Yeah. All right. Go get it, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I just wanted to ask you, you know, you played young when you were young.
Right.
Just when you take a look at Javion Green and Devon Banks, how hard is that? I mean, you can look back and understand how hard it was that back then.
I would say playing young, you can have a lot of nerves, or just not even playing young. I would say just your first time playing. You can have a lot of nerves and you can have a lot of worries and doubts, but what happens is if you just watch tape a lot and you really focus on what the teams are doing, and then you go into practice and carry it out and really like play hard like it is a game. You know, we emphasize that is playing practice like it's a game. So running to the ball, driving to the man, doing everything that you would do in a game, you do in a practice. You know, practice execution becomes game reality. So that's a key saying that we say out here now. So I would say for them, they're young, but they're very talented. So for them, like I said before, getting those reps, I think it's going to prepare them for it to be really good now.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.